thinking that we are surrounded by all sentient beings, very aware of their distress and seeking to find the quickest way to be able to help them, then we take our Mahayana refuge. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharmas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharmas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharmas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. The power of regret. First, recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do, 24 hours a day, is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I have also been breaking my Pradhamoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body, and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. In this way, generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. Then remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I'd definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I'd remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now without even a second's delay, by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. The power of dependence generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva practice for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes, and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. The visualization. Above the crown of your head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, are Vajrasattva, father and mother. Their bodies are white, each has one face and two arms. He holds a doji and bell, she a curved knife and skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with six mudras, the mother with five. He sits in the Vajra posture, she in the lotus. Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces ourselves and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify us and all others. This way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. As a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland, You are cleansed of all sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. So on page 15, we'll read the translation of the mantra. You, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind bodhicitta according to your pledge, Samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up, but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations. And please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So, holding the mala in your left hand, draped over the ring finger, we'll recite the mantra. And as we recite this first series, the downward visualization, white blissful nectar energy flows from Vajrasattva, father and mother, down through the crown of your head, flowing through your central channel and spreading throughout your nervous system. And this blissful nectar energy falls very strongly, like water coming from a hose, showering down upon you. It drives out all the negative energy of your body, speech, and mind. And these are all flushed out from the lower parts of your body in the form of pus and blood and sludge, flushing out blockages from a drain pipe. As the nectar light showers down upon you, these are continually flushed out until your body becomes clean and clear. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutsa Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pem Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Sava Tathagata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pem Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pem Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pem Feel your whole body radiant and clear, sparkling like crystal. You are completely overcome with blissful energy. And for the upward cleansing, the blissful nectar energy continues to flow from Vajrasattva, Father, Mother, this time slowly filling up your clean, clear body. And as the level of nectar slowly rises, your negativities start to rise as well, floating on the top of the nectar like oil floating on water. The negative energy is slowly pushed upwards by the pure energy. And finally comes out through your crown chakra, and you experience great bliss. In fact, there's so much nectar energy flowing into you that it bubbles up to your crown, creating the Bodhisattva crown just there above your head. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarvakama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarvakama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Guru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarvakama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarvakama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Guru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarvakama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarvakama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Guru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasapasamaya Manopalaya Vajrasapachin Patita. So your whole body filled with the blissful nectar energy, overfilled so that the surplus bubbles up through the crown of your head. And you experience great bliss. And then for the instantaneous cleansing, much powerful light energy comes from Vajrasattva's heart, limitless blissful energy in the form of light. And immediately, when it makes contact with your crown chakra, the negative energy, especially your ignorant attachment energy, completely disappears, just like switching on a powerful light in a dark room. The darkness goes completely. So these instantaneous flash of blissful light through your entire system. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Om Vajrasattva Samaya Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidome Bhava Sudokayome Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidome Bhava Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidome Bhava Sudokayome Bhava Then from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, Son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have all been completely purified. generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. And then we make a promise there at the feet of Guru Vajrasattva. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light. And this light dissolves into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. So feel that you enjoy the bliss of shunyata in full samadhi, beyond the dualistic view that discriminates between subject and object, the highest possible enjoyment. Meditating on emptiness. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. Place your mind in that emptiness for a little while. In this way, looking at all phenomena as empty, they do not exist from their own side. And with this awareness of emptiness, then we dedicate the merits. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment which appears to be real but is empty by myself alone, which appears to be real but is totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths, and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works.